Welcome back. I wanted to go over a very common question I get when coaching chiefs of staff. And that is, Emily, is this normal? So they'll describe a scenario at work. They'll describe an interaction they've had with an executive or maybe how their team views the role or all the different things they're working on and how they feel about it. And they'll say, is this normal? And they're meaning, am I the only one having to deal with this stuff? Or are there other chiefs of staff out there who are dealing with this? Is this normal? Three answers. First answer, in the words of Forrest Gump's mom, what is normal anyway? Second answer, the vast majority of the cases, there are many other chiefs of staff who are in a similar situation. So you are not alone. Third answer, it's normal in the sense that many other people are going through it. It's not normal in the sense that if you have a team or a company who wants to optimize the chief of staff role, some of these things would be done a little bit differently. So what's an example? The first example is, I'm a chief of staff and it's really hard to get in touch with my CEO. They're not very engaged. I have to kind of pull teeth to get updates from them. I have half an hour on their calendar every month. Is that normal? Yes, that's normal in that many other chiefs of staff are struggling with that. No, it's not normal because if you have a chief of staff, or excuse me, if you have a CEO who's brought on a chief of staff and they're barely speaking to them, that's clearly not optimizing that chief of staff role. Another one I get all the time. Emily, I feel so overwhelmed. I have so many plates spinning. They're in different areas of the business. I'm trying to keep track of them and I'm trying to prioritize what I'm supposed to prioritize, but I don't know what to do. Is that normal? Is that a chief of staff thing? Yes, that's a chief of staff thing. So you are in good company if you feel that way or have felt that way. No, it's not normal if you are perpetually in that state. So if you are at your wit's end, what day is it? What is my name? Where is up and where is down? If you're in that kind of thing for months and months and months, you're not contributing at your best, and maybe the scope of the role isn't set up optimally. And another common one would be, Emily, I don't think anyone knows what I do. And so therefore, I'm going to try to overcompensate by telling people and explicitly stating, and I'm working on this, in somewhat awkward ways. Another one that could be on the tail of that one is I have an executive who doesn't see the value in what I do, and they're not super respectful when they tell me about how they feel about my job. Is that normal? So yes, that's normal. Welcome to the club. Welcome to the chief of staff club. When people are like, wait, what do you do? So that happens all the time. It's not normal in the sense of someone might not know everything you do and all of the details, and that's perfectly fine, but they should have a working knowledge of what you do. And that's in the same sense that you as chief of staff should have a working knowledge of what all the other executives do. If you don't know what the CTO does and you don't know what the COO does, you don't know what they're doing, you don't know their job, then you're not interacting with them in an optimal way. You're not getting all you can out of the exchange and collaboration. Now, it's easy to kind of discern from those titles, chief technology officer, chief operating officer, kind of what they do. And so chief of staff is a little bit more vague, but it's the same principle. If you were to just like be blind and not know what any of these other roles did, how could you best work with them? And so it's not normal in the sense that if you want to fulfill the full potential of a chief of staff role, other executives would at least have a working knowledge of what the chief of staff does. Okay, so with all that said, all those examples, there's always going to be external factors that you can't control or external people that you can't control. But there are always things that you can switch up or think about differently, or, oh, let me try this approach, or let me try this question, or let me try thinking about it like this. And all those different combinations and permutations are there and are at your disposal. So oftentimes when people ask me, is this normal? They feel very alone and they feel very stuck. And so the point of this message and this episode is to, one, say you're not alone. So if you're sitting there going, what the heck did I get myself into with this chief of staff thing? Is this normal? the vast majority of the time is, yes, that's normal. And there are a plethora of other people going through a similar situation. So please, please, please do know that. And then secondarily, even if you feel stuck, or even if you feel like, I can't get out of this. I don't know how to get out of this situation or this bad feeling. If you need help with any of those scenarios, by the way, please reach out to me. That's literally what I do. And that's what I love to do. And so we talk about that in a session with my clients, and they bring up this, this, and this. And I ask them questions about certain things, and it might be, okay, what if we tilted that situation like this? Oh, okay. What if we looked at options A, B, and C? Okay, that could work. So all of those things are available. So you're not alone, and there are options to move you forward or to move you into a better spot. All right, with that, know that you are probably doing many, many things well as chief of staff. So go forth, be a good chief of staff, be a good leader, lead well, and serve well.
If you'd like some more information on the topic discussed in this episode, head over to nextlevel.coach and click on the resources page for some helpful free downloads.